Thanksgiving is the start of the holiday shopping season. It's a time when many adults look for gifts for children. And while the holidays are a time for fun and giving, it is important that it be a safe time as well. A recent survey of toys found some that posed health and safety threats to children. Among the toys surveyed, there were examples of choking hazards and toys with concentrations of toxics exceeding federal standards. The continued presence of these hazards in toys highlights the need for constant vigilance on the part of government agencies and the public to ensure that children do not end up playing with unsafe toys. Now, the problems the report identified were really in four categories. First, toys were found containing toxic substances such as lead and chromium. Childhood exposure to even low levels of lead can undermine development, damaging academic achievement and attentiveness. Skin contact with chromium can cause severe allergic reactions, including skin redness, swelling, and ulcers. Chromium compounds are known to cause cancer. Second, toys with small parts have pieces that might block a child's airway. Children, especially those under the age of 3, can choke on small parts. Small balls less than 1 3/4 inches in diameter represent a choke hazard for children 3 years old and younger. Balloons are easily inhaled in attempts to inflate them and can become stuck in children's throats. Balloons are responsible for more choking deaths among children than any other toy or children's product. When two or more powerful magnets are swallowed, they can have fatal health consequences as their attractive forces draw them together inside the body, sometimes perforating intestinal walls. And then with toys with batteries. When batteries are ingested, chemical reactions can burn through the esophagus and blood vessels, causing fatal internal bleeding. And last, toys that generate excessive noise. Excessive noise exposure can lead to hearing loss. This is especially problematic for young children. Hearing loss at an early age has ramifications for speech development. Despite recent progress in making toys safer, the report highlighted the need for continued attention to shortcomings in existing standards and vigilance on the part of the shopping public. To keep children safe from potentially hazardous toys, there's still more to do. Examine toys carefully for hazards before they're purchased, and don't trust that they're safe just because they're on a store shelf. Report unsafe toys or toy-related injuries to the Consumer Product Safety Commission at saferproducts.gov. And you can subscribe to government announcements on recalled toy products at www.recalls.gov. Now, for toys that are already owned, adults should remove small batteries if there's any question over their security or inaccessibility and keep them out of reach of children. Remove batteries from or tape over speakers of toys you already own that are too loud. And put small parts or toys broken into small parts out of reach. Regularly check that toys appropriate for your older children are not left within reach of younger children who still put things in their mouths. Policymakers must do more to protect children from dangerous toys. For example, toys that contain toxins must be removed from the shelves. There's state legislation advanced by Governor Cuomo that passed the Assembly, which has a majority of senators in support to do just that. But until actions are taken, adults should take care in the gifts that they purchase. Smarter choices can help keep this holiday season safe.